Bartender, I'll have another cold one. And this one's for Easter Seals. And the next round is for the National Science Foundation. And after that, public radio stations everywhere. That's why I'm drinking beer tonight. Ryan Sari joins us, director of the Oricon Public House, where for the first time, a non-profit brew pub allows you to imbibe and actually have the profits go to charity. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
This is a crazy do-gooder idea.
Yeah.
And, I mean, normally bars are for-profit. How did you construct a business model that would actually allow this to work?
Well, we're taking the for-profit business model. We're just taking it to the next do-gooder kind of conclusion, like you said.
And when people come into your bar, or this bar, the Oricon Public House, how is it different from another brew pub maybe in Portland? And what would people see?
The way you kind of set it up is kind of how we're different. Basically, we've created instead of two menus, three menus. We have our food menu, we have our drink menu, and we have our charity menu. And so each individual customer can come in and they can choose not only what they want to eat and drink, but where they want their individual profits to go to from a list of charities that we're partnered with.
And do people actually check, or are they so wasted by the time you're actually spending the money that they don't ever check?
No. Well, actually, we're not quite open yet, but we're not the kind of establishment that you come to really tie one on. We're a public house. We're a neighborhood brew pub where you come to enjoy a great environment, great food, and great beer, but really more to connect with others and to give back at the same time.
Ryan, sorry. A fun-loving crowd? Is this a place that is going to have a lot of laughs? Or I'm a little worried that it might be a slightly serious place where you go to talk about the malaria and cluster bombs and stuff in Somalia.
No, we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna be just the average neighborhood pub. We just are really embodying something that's very, very Portland, and that is caring deeply about our city, caring about others, and wanting to give back. We're just trying to create a social aspect to charitable giving. I mean, the reality is Portland has more nonprofits per capita than any other city in the country. But at the same time, those charities are in crisis right now because in a recession, the first thing people cut from their budget is their givings and their donations. And so we're trying to figure out a way to leverage the reality that alcohol sales continue to go up. They're up 8% again this year. And so how can we, leverage that reality? How can we still give back by doing the things that people still want to do, which is going out, having a drink, having some food, and connecting with others?
You're so right. I remember Portland when I used to live out there years ago. I mean, it is such a land of good karma. I think there's probably more herbal tea per capita in Portland than any place else in the universe. Great job. Congratulations and good luck to you. When do you open?
We're going to be opening this fall.
All right. In a few weeks, Ryan Sari, director of the Oricon Public House, staffed entirely by volunteers. It expects to use its profit to donate up to $10,000 per month to local charities and community organizations. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.